come to staff.
Hi, I'm Akihiro Suda from NTT. Today I want to talk about the updates in Dimmer version 2.0. And in this release, we are expanding the project focus to cover hardening AI, as well as easily running containers on laptops. So what is Dimmer? Dimmer stands for Linux Virtual Machines. It's optimized for running containers and AI agents, but you can use it for other workloads as well. And Dimmer features automatic host file system sharing. That means the host file system can be easily shared to the guest operating system. And it also supports automatic port forwarding. That means you can access to the TCP IP ports of the guest OS just as the local host on the host operating system. So you can just access the guest IP just as a local host on the web browser running on the host operating system. And Dimmer comes with built-in integration for several container runtimes, including Containerd, which is the default. And it also supports Docker, Parchment, Kubernetes, and Aptina. And Dimmer supports several host operating systems, but in the case of macOS, you can just use Brew to install Dimmer, Brew install Dimmer, and you can use Dimmer CTL start to start the virtual machine. And you can just prefix the Dimmer command into the Linux command, such as nadctl. Nadctl means containerd CTL, used for controlling containerd. Basically, it's similar to Docker. So this is macOS, and you can just prepend Dimmer to your name, and it's now Linux. And inside Dimmer shell, the host directory is visible. This is mounted on the macOS host operating system. And you can run containers using nadctl command. This launches nadctl container for running Nginx. And you can just access to the guest port as a local host. So this is connecting to the guest as a local host. So basically, it just looks like a process running on the host operating system directly. But actually, it's wrapped inside the virtual machine. So here is a list of the projects similar to Dimmer. One of the example is WSL2. So with WSL2, the Windows host file system is visible to the Linux guest. And Linux guest ports are just accessible as a local host on the Windows host. So it's very similar to Dimmer. But WSL2, of course, only supports Windows hosts. And Dimmer is also similar to Vagrant in some sense, but Vagrant is now proprietary. And Vagrant also missing some features such as automatic port forwarding. So you can just configure Vagrant to forward the ports, but it doesn't automatically scan the ports used in the guest operating system. So it's quite different from Dimmer in that sense. And also, Dimmer is very similar to Docker machine, but it's only made for Docker, and it's now abandoned a few years ago. And Dimmer is also similar to Docker desktop, but without GUI. But Docker desktop is just made for Docker, of course, and it's proprietary. And let me talk about the origin of the project and the current status. So I launched the project 5 years ago for the sake of promoting containerd, including nadctl to Macintosh users. So this project was originally designed as continuity machine, but through the growth of the community, the scope has expanded, not just for continuity. So it's now Linux machine, not continuity machine. So we support several container engines, including Docker, Portman, Kubernetes, and Aptina. And we also support non-container workloads. For example, it's also used for sandboxing AI coding agents. So you know, if you run AI coding agents like Claude, it accidentally removes everything under your home directory, or maybe it installs some random packages from the internet. So it's really scary to run AI coding agents or your laptop directly, so you can use Lima to sandbox such AI coding agents. And Lima is also useful when you want to run non-Ubuntu OS, such as Fedora on GitHub Actions, because GitHub Actions only supports Ubuntu as the Linux guest, but you can just run Lima inside GitHub Actions, so you can run any distribution such as Fedora or OpenSUSE or Rocky Linux or Arm Linux or Arc Linux or Alpine and other distributions under the GitHub Actions. And Lima was originally made for Macintosh, but we now support several host operating systems, including Linux, Windows, NetBSD, and Dragonfly BSD. We don't support FreeBSD because QEMU doesn't really work well on FreeBSD host, but I think we can, in theory, support FreeBSD as well. And we have lots of third-party free software projects based on Lima. The most famous one is Colima. This is an alternative CLI for Lima with Docker as the default engine. So Colima is very famous. Maybe it's more famous than Lima itself. It has a very huge number of GitHub stars. So with Colima, you can just run Docker on macOS very easily. And it doesn't need a proprietary Docker desktop license. And also there's a Rancher desktop by SUSE. It's a combination of Lima and K3S and GUI. So this is a screenshot of Rancher desktop. And with this GUI dashboard, you can check the node status of the Lima Rancher desktop running K3S. And this is also free software. And the next one is Finch. It's an AWS product, and it's made for local development with AWS services, such as AWS Serverless Application Model, AWS SAM. They recently announced this support. And Finch is also free software as well. And there are other projects like Lima GUI, which provides GUI based on Qt framework, like this. And also Portman Desktop supports managing Lima instances, as well as native Portman machine instances. And we have more third-party projects. So let's talk about how it works. So this is the architecture of the Lima. So there is a Lima CTL CLI command line interface. This is used by human or GUI or MCP plugin. And this CLI can be used for managing the Lima host agent processes. And host agent process uses a VM driver to support several virtual machine implementations. And this driver launches VM and also connects to the network driver. And inside VM, we have a DMR guest agent process, which handles file system sharing and port forwarding and syncing real-time clock and for other jobs. And DMR is designed to be pluggable to support different implementations of hypervisors, such as QEMU or Apple's virtualization framework, known as VZ on macOS. We also support WSL2 on Windows hosts. And in version 2.0 of Lima, we added support for KeraonKit, which supports GPU acceleration on macOS. And in Lima version 2, we also support gRPC plugin to support your own favorite hypervisor implementation. And we also have the concept of Intel on ARM binary executors. So the default is a QEMU user mode, so you can just run Intel binaries on the ARM instances of QEMU. And on macOS hosts, you can also use Rosetta 2, which is more faster than QEMU. And for file system sharing, we support Bazio FS and Bazio 90. And we also support reverse SSH FS when the guest operating system doesn't support Bazio FS and Bazio 9P. And for networking, the default is user mode network based on gvisor. So this completely works in the user space, so it doesn't need any root privilege on the host. But when you want to access the virtual machine by IP, not just by the local host address, you can use the sorted VMnet driver. This needs root privilege, so you have to launch it with sudo. And for BZ driver, you can alternatively use a BZ NAT driver to access VM by IP. This one only works with BZ, but this doesn't need a sudo command. And for port forwarding, we watch eBPF events. It's a netlink SOC diagnosis events, and we use eBPF to watch these port forwarding events. But this implementation doesn't work for Kubernetes service ports because Kubernetes service ports are quite different from regular ports because it uses IP tables. So we also have a custom logic for what's in Kubernetes service ports. And the default distro of the guest OS is Ubuntu, but you can also choose other distributions such as Alma Linux, Alpine, Arc Linux, CentOS Stream, Debian, OpenSUSE, Oracle Linux, and Linux. And the default control engine is ContainerD, but you can also use Aptina, Docker, or Postman in rootless mode by default or in rootful mode when you need privileged operations. And you can also use several container orchestration engines, such as Kubernetes. And you can just choose your template using this lima-ctl start command. And let me talk about recent updates. So we recently got promoted to CNCF Incubating Project. CNCF stands for Cloud Native Computing Foundation, which is hosting several projects such as Kubernetes. And CNCF has three stages, Sandbox, Incubating, and Graduated. We joined CNCF as a Sandbox in 2022, and we got promoted to Incubating last year. and we anticipate that we can be promoted to the graduate level in the next couple of years. And the number of GitHub stars is growing. So we now have more than 20,000 of stars, and we have more than 170 contributors. So thanks to all the contributors and all the users. And in November, we released Lemur version 2.0. In this release, we added plugin infrastructure to allow implementing new features without modifying Lemur. So we have the concept of VM driver plugins to support additional hypervisors. And we also support CLI plugins to add more subcommands to the Lemur CTL CLI. And we also have plugins for URL schema for fetching templates from custom remote addresses. And we support GPU acceleration using KeraKit VM driver. And we also added MCP server, Model Context Protocol server, for protecting AI agents. So in this case, we are extending the focus to cover AI as well as continuous. So the original goal in 2021 was to facilitate running continuous D on macOS, but the project turned out to be very useful for securing AI agents too, so as to prevent them from accessing the host files and the commands. So you know, AI agents may make hallucination to remove files under the home directory. So this example is from Reddit, but this is, in this example, Claude attempted to clean up some packages and unused files, and Claude launched rmrf commands to test /patches/plus/, and the problem is that it even removes the home directory till the slash. Yeah, so it removed everything in the home directory. So it's really scary to run AI on your laptop directory. So Lemur is useful for securing such AI agents. And I also have to note that AI may also make hallucination to install fake packages with plausible names by running pip install or npm install or go install or whatever else. And AI agents now have a web search tool, and AI agents are sometimes deceived by fake websites on the internet via the web search tool to install some malicious packages. So AI agents often comes with a built-in sandboxing. For example, they use Landlock or Docker container on Linux, but it's not as strong as virtual machines. And some AI agents use sandbox exec, which is similar to Landlock on macOS, but this sandbox exec command has been deprecated almost a decade ago. And Apple recommends using app sandbox, but it's not a direct replacement to a sandbox exec command. So AI agent products are still rely on sandbox exec command. So we can use Lemur as a universal sandbox for any AI agent, and it's also it can coexist with the built-in sandboxing provided by AI agents. And when running AI with Lemur, there are two scenarios, AI inside Lemur and AI outside Lemur. So AI inside Lemur means running Cortex, Copilot, or Claude, or Gemini, or maybe OpenCode inside Lemur. And you can also do LLM inference inside LIMA using GPU acceleration. And AI outside LIMA means AI agent running on the host can connect to LIMA. And LIMA provides MCP servers for protecting file system calls and command execution calls. And you can also use VS Code and remote SSH and Copilot with LIMA. And we have example of running AI inside LIMA. For example, you can use this LIMA CTL start command to only mount the working directory in read-write mode. And you can install open code. So I don't have time to show the demo, but in the website, we have example for containers, and we also have examples for AI agents. So you can choose a Cloud Code or Cortex or Gemini or GitHub Copilot, and you can just run it inside LIMA. And we also have GPU acceleration. So LAMA CPP running inside VM uses Vulkan to talk to BattleIO GPU, and BattleIO GPU talks to Molten Briquet, which translates Vulkan library call to Metal library calls, which is used by Apple. I think I can show a quick demo. So this is using a Vulkan GPU, a BattleIO GPU Venus Apple M4 Max. And I can talk to AI running inside the VM. Yeah, so the performance is not so bad. And for running AI outside LIMA, LIMA exposes several MCP tools, such as disk directory, read file, write file, run shell command. These are similar to Gemini CLI commands, but it's strongly sandboxed using VM. And we plan to release version 2.1 in March. And in this release, we have sync mode. Unlike months, sync directories are written back only after user information. So this prevents AI from the situation where, sorry, I removed everything, including .git.dir. So this should be highly useful for running AI agents inside LIMA. And I don't have time to cover our future ideas, but we welcome contributions in this field. And we have a huge community. We have website, GitHub, and Slack, and Twitter, and Mastodon. And thank you. Any questions? Sorry?
Can you have multiple instances of LIMA on different hosts and talking to each other, or they have to run on the same host?
You can use a bridge device to directly connect virtual machine to the host network. Yeah, so you can just connect multiple instances running on several hosts.
WSL2 mounts the C drive into the WSL VM. How does LIMA remove this mount of the C drive?
WSL2?
In WSL2 host, the C drive is mounted into the VM user. How does LIMA remove the mounted thing?
Actually, I don't use WSL2 by myself, so I'm not sure about WSL2 implementation. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll have to do questions outside.